Hello, I'm Bruce Cameron, and this is Come All Ye, folk music on Community Radio 2MCE, 92.3 on your dial in Bathurst, 94.7 in Orange, and of course we're streaming to the world via 2MCE.org. Join us wherever you travel. Today we'll hear a few tracks from two different albums, sort of feature albums. Well, they are feature albums, but they're EPs, they're only short albums. So I've put two of them together from the same group. More from them in about 20 minutes.
Our way down!
Oh, it was last Monday morning, as I have heard them say. Our orders, they came this afternoon. We're bound to march away. For the Lancashire lads have gone abroad. Whatever shall we do? They're leaving, many's a pretty fair maid to cry. What shall I do? Said the mother to the daughter, what makes you talk so strange? You want to marry a soldier lad, the whole wide world to range. For the Lancashire lads have gone abroad, whatever shall we do? They're leaving, many's a pretty fair maid to cry, what shall I do? For the soldiers, they are rambling boys, they have but little pay. Can they maintain a wife and child on 15 pence a day? For the Lancashire lads have gone abroad, whatever shall we do? They're leaving, many's a pretty fair maid to cry, what shall I do? Of mine, for the Lancashire lads have gone abroad, whatever shall we do? They're leaving, many's a pretty fair maid to cry, what shall I do? Oh, if you can find me 7 long years and have to set me free, I'll go and follow my soldier lad and gain my liberty. For the Lancashire lads have gone abroad, whatever shall we do? They're leaving, many's a pretty fair maid to cry, what shall I do? Goes in, my sweetheart is true. For the Lancashire lads have gone abroad, whatever shall we do? They're leaving, many's a pretty fair maid to cry, what shall I do? Now we've got sweethearts enough, girls to please our minds. We'll never forget sweet Manchester and the girls we left behind. For the Lancashire lads have gone abroad, whatever shall we do? They're leaving, many's a pretty fair maid to cry, what shall I do? For the Lancashire lads have gone abroad, whatever shall we do? They're leaving, many's a pretty fair maid to cry, what shall I do?
Thank you.
Well, there's a bit of a mix to start the program. A song called The Lancashire Lads.
I'm a machine.
Oh, thank you. He's a machine. The Lancashire Lads. A song from Lancashire, plus a reel called Le Reel de Saint-Michel from Quebec. Some stepping while playing the melodeon. The artist is Arthur Coates. So where do you reckon he'd come from? Song about Lancashire? Quebecois reel? Yes, that's right. He's from Inch in Aberdeenshire. His album is called Trapdoor to Hell, so-called because of the nickname of the plank of wood that the musicians step on, step out of rhythm while they're playing their instrument. Very confusing. That was the featured album quite a while ago on the program, but I thought I'd give it another run because we haven't heard from Arthur Coates for a while. We'll stay in Canada for the next one. Natalie McMaster and her husband Donald Lay have been playing music together for a long time. They've been married for a long time. This track is called Tribute to Buddy. The album came out in 2015, and Buddy McMaster died in 2014, and he happened to be the uncle of Natalie McMaster.
Go for it. Okay. One, two, three. says a robin as he flew. When I was a young man, I chose to. If one didn't love me, the other one would. Don't you think my notion good? Says the blackbird to the crow. Why do the white folks hate us so? For ever since old Adam he was born, it's been a trade to pull a cord. Hoot says the owl with his head so white, it's a lonesome day and a lonesome night. I thought I heard some pretty girl say she caught all night and sleep all day. No, no, said the turtle dove, that's no way for to gain his love. If you want to gain his heart's delight, you must keep him away both day and night. Turtle dove, that's no way for to gain his love. If you want to gain his heart's delight, you must keep him away both day and
presentation there on that song called Little Birds. The whole album reflects that attention to detail. The album is called Laylam And it comes to us from Eliza Carthy, Bella Hardy, Lucy Farrell and Kate Young. And it was Lucy Farrell taking the lead on that song. The tune which followed it and fitted very nicely, I think, is called Le Canal en Octobre. Before that, the tribute to Buddy from Natalie McMaster and Donald Lay. You're listening to Come All Ye on Community Radio 2MCE. Here's one of Richard Thompson's slightly enigmatic songs called The Dimming of the Day. He's assisted on this one by Mary Black and Dolores Kane.
This old house is falling down around my ears. I'm drowning in the river of my tears. And all my will is gone. You hold me swaying. I need you at the dimming of the day. You pull me like the moon pulls on the tide. You're just where I keep my better side.
Played a few versions of that song, but it's always good to go back to the source. Richard Thompson wrote the song and he sang it there with Mary Black and Dolores Kane providing very nice harmonies. From an album, or double album, called Bringing It All Back Home, released a long, long time ago. Very nice double album it is too, all sorts of material on there that's worth listening to. I'm going to introduce you to the featured albums now. They're two EPs. One has four tracks, one has five tracks. And we'll hear, I guess, four or five in total. They come to us from a group called the Water Chorus, a London-based quartet which is kind of post-punk. I don't know, call it what you will. They play traditional music, but they've done things to it. There's some punky arrangements and atmospheric reimaginings and things. So it's quite a range of styles on the four tracks we'll hear, I think. Anyway, they are Ali Lawrenson, who sings and plays fiddle, banjo and melodeon. Jack Saville sings and plays guitar and bouzouki and baron. Caitlin Chalmers sings and plays the shruti box. And on a couple of tracks that we'll hear, Sophie Grenfell is also there singing. So you might pick up echoes of groups like Pentangle and Steel Eye Span, maybe even Fairport Convention. So it's sort of a bit of a throwback, really, this group. First track comes from their live album called Live at Clatty Pat's from 2024. A song you've heard on the program before called The Old Barbed Wire. They describe the material that they put on this particular album as a collection of songs that sound sad and are sad, or sound happy but are also sad. That's the group called The Water Chorus from London, from their 2024 EP called Live at Clatty Pat's. A little bit screechy in places. Caitlin Chalmers, or is it Kathleen Chalmers' vocal there? But anyway, I hope you find it interesting. I think it's at least passes muster as an interesting group to feature today. We're off to Austria for the next two. First one is called Maltromel Intro, and if you don't know what a Maltromel is, you'll hear it in a moment. And the second track is Jodler und Walzer, and the two elements to this second track are Rattengiftler and Le Feuer de Hour. But first, have a listen to the Maltromel.
Ah. Oh,
Yes, thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Go away now. Be off with you. Thank you. That is a group called Hotel Palindrone from Vienna, with two tracks from their album called Samoriba. First one featured the Maltromel, the jew's harp, a track called Maltromel Intro. And then the second track was in two halves. First one, Jodler, a yodel called Ruttengiftler, then a waltz called Le Fur de Hur. I've got a second album by Hotel Palindrone, but I don't know what they're up to these days. I might check them out. Interesting band. We turn now to Eleanor McAvoy and a great album called The Thomas More Project, Thomas More being a poet from the 19th century. This will be familiar to you. This is The Last Rose of Summer. The song, but maybe not that arrangement. Those instruments given to us there by Eleanor McAvoy from her album of music associated with and poetry composed by Thomas Moore. Next one, Come All Ye, a song called Black and Tan. This comes from Pat Drummond, and he put it on an album quite a while ago. It was composed by his brother Jeff. And he writes about this song, because it's worth giving the introduction, because he's gone to the trouble of writing it all out. So, one of Australia's great national characteristics is political irreverence. I nearly said irrelevance, which is also quite a great characteristic. I'll start again. One of Australia's great national characteristics is political irreverence, an ingrained anti-authoritarianism, which often expresses itself as a healthy scepticism concerning politicians and their motives. To the consternation of pollsters and pundits alike, we are not a predictable electorate. Our historical origins seem to have left us somewhat cynical about the processes of government. It's sadly ironic, then, that the very attributes which allow politicians to gain ascendancy within the two-party system in this country tend, in the long run, to alienate them almost totally from their original constituents. This song, by Pat Drummond's brother Jeff, is about mateship and loyalty, and it's a gentle reminder to all our pollies that the most important person in Australia's version of democracy must always be the voter.
Well, strike me stand dead, it's wearing the suit, and a Windsor knot strangles its collar. A white handkerchief rise a crisis to boot. It looks like a man with a dollar. But tell me, old son, how the hell have you been? You can bet you're a sight for sore eyes. For the years have been long and the days have been lean since we last shared the dyes of our lives. And there's a rival round the corner from here. If that pub is still open, we could sink a few beers. Throw out on the counter the cloak of the years and tell some tall tales and the truth when we can of the glasses of all the black and tan. Now come on, old son, I'm sure you'll remember Magger and Dave, you and me. The four musketeers, we grizzled ourselves, swashbucklers and circular keys. And you had that car, that damned old Monaro, the guzzler with the bottomless tank. We scraped out our wallets, dug holes in our pockets to pay for the petrol she drank. And there's a local round the corner from here. If that pub is still up, we could sink a few beers. Throw out on the counter the cloak of the years and tell some tall tales and the truth when we can of glasses of all the black and tan. Well, you look such a swell and you've done so damn well. I hear you're a member of the Parliament crowd. You were a number one fan of the staunch Labour stand, and I bet you're a Bobby Dazzler on the floor of the House, the right man to have in this town. But tell me, old son, one thing I must know. Beneath your chiacan and bluster, behind the closed doors with the caucus room boys, is there a place for the workers to muster? For I've seen a few dreams come apart at the seams, and there's a change in your nose and your eyes. For the years have been long and the times have been lean since you've last shared the days of our lives. Round the corner from here. If that pub is still up, we could sink a few beers. Throw out on the counter the cloak of the years and tell some tall tales and the truth when we can of the glasses of all the black and tan. Of the glasses of all the black and tan.
politicians seem almost normal, doesn't it, that song? Black and Tan. Set of tunes now, The Flags of Dublin, Jer Quigley's and Fred's favourite. These tunes are put together in a medley simply called The Flags of Dublin, a group called The Four Winds, and Derry Farrell, who turns up on this album mostly as a singer. He's also a very good bouzouki player, and he's playing bouzouki on this particular track. Then we'll hear The Ludlow Massacre from the same group, from the same album, in fact, Four Winds, self-titled album, a Woody Guthrie song about a union rout in 1914 in Ludlow in Colorado. So once again, bouzouki player and very fine singer from Dublin, Derry Farrell, is a member of this group called Four Winds. We'll hear The Flags of Dublin with Jer Quigley and Fred's favourite, then the song The Ludlow Massacre.
Thank you. It was early springtime and the fight was on. You drove us miners out of our homes, out of the homes that the company owned, into the tents in Little Ludlow. We were worried bad about our children. State troopers guarded the national lines. Every once in a while a bullet would fly and kick up gravel all around our feet. We were so afraid that you'd kill our children. We dug a hole that was 10 foot deep, and we brought the children and the pregnant woman down inside the hole to sleep. It was late that night, you soldiers waited till us miners, we were asleep, and you gathered round our tents and kerosene. You struck a match and the blaze had started. You pulled the trigger on your Gatling guns, made a run for the children, but the firewall stopped me, and 13 children died from their guns. I carried my blanket to a wire fence corner, watched the fire till the blaze died down. I helped some people, drank their belongings, while your bullets killed us all around. You should have seen the looks on the faces of the men and women that very day, as you stood around to preach the sermon and lay the bodies of the dead away. So we phoned up the governor to call out the president, asked him call off the National Guard. But the National Guard belonged to the governor. I guess he didn't try very hard. So the women from Trinidad took some potatoes up to Wallensburg in a little cart. They sold the potatoes and brought some guns back and put a gun. Troopers charged us. They didn't know that we had guns. And the redneck miners, they shot the soldiers. You should have seen those bastards run. So we took some cement and walled the cave off where those 13 little children died. And I thank God for the Mine Workers Union. And then I hung my head and cried.
Song called The Ludlow Massacre. Woody Guthrie was on a bit of a roll. He'd already written a song called The 1913 Massacre. This is about another one, Ludlow, Colorado in 1914. From the group Four Winds, featuring the voice of Jerry Farrell. Before that, a set of tunes from the same album, self-titled album by that group, from County Kerry, Four Winds. Another instrumental now from the collection of tunes by Joe Yates, who lived not far from Bathurst, where I am right now, in central west New South Wales. The album is called The Fiddle Music of Joe Yates, and it's from Catherine Ovenden, Wendy Hodgins, I beg her pardon, and Steve Cook, made with the help of the National Library of Australia, where a lot of Joe Yates' music has been preserved. We'll hear The Wooden Whistle, The Wonky Clock, Patio Carol, and Lockie McGraw. Music from the central west of New South Wales, four tunes from the repertoire of Joe Yates, played not by him, but from an album called The Fiddle Music of Joe Yates by Catherine Ovenden, Wendy Hodkins and Steve Cook. We heard Wooden Whistle, Wonky Clock, Paddy O'Carroll and Lockie McGrath, otherwise known as The Wedding of Lochan McGraw. But they can call it what they will. I don't think Joe Yates put names to many of his tunes. Here's another one from the featured album. I should get through a couple more, I think. This is Bold Doherty from the same album as the previous one, live at Clatty Pat's, the Water Chorus from London.
From the north country, where there's a still on every stream. Landlady, be quicker and bring me more liquor, and fill us a glass that's stronger than cream. If I had you, Molly, so handsome and jolly, although it's a folly to ask you at all. And if I had a glass and a mile to the bottom, I'd drink to you, Molly, beside Donegal, and say, fol-de-rol-lay, fol-de-rol-lanity, fol-de-rol-lay, redly, fol-de-rol-lay. Sing fol-de-rol-lay, fol-de-rol-lanity, fol-de-rol-lay, redly, fol-de-rol-lay. I've a new pair of clogs I brought home from the market. I wanted an excuse for to go to the town. I told me old mother the seams, they were ripped, and I needed some nails for to rivet them down. She closed me hand with a bright copper shilling. She thought the remainder it would be her own, saying, when you go to town, you may buy half a noggin, but be sure you bring none of those fancies home. And sing, fol-de-rol-lay, fol-de-rol-laddity, fol-de-rol-lay, radily, fol-de-rol-lay. Sing, fol-de-rol-lay, fol-de-rol-laddity, fol-de-rol-lay, radily, fol-de-rol-lay. Of me brain and a skin, I went to an alehouse for to take a dram. There I spied two tinkers divided the saucepan, although they were arguing about it. Then one of them made such a blow to the other, and says, you old villain, I will take your life, for your saucepan's a leaking and can't hold. Since ever both of you spoke to your wife, and sing fol-de-rol-lay, fol-de-rol-lanity, fol-de-rol-lay, radily, fol-de-rol-lay. Sing fol-de-rol-lay, fol-de-rol-lanity, fol-de-rol-lay, radily, fol-de-rol-lay. said I wrapped up my mother for to let me in. Be gone from this place were the words that she mentioned, for inside this house you're not entering. You may go away to wherever you came from, for to keep you out now I'm sure is no sin. Said I, me a woman, you may keep your temper, and I can get lodging with Nora Magdalene and sing
A different approach to that kind of ballad, I reckon, from one of the featured albums today, The Water Chorus, from the album EP, Live at Clatty Pat's. I'll take a couple of tracks from the other EP in the second half of the program. You're listening to Come All Ye, and it is time for a pace-egging song. Kate Rusby and the Pace Egging song. What do you know about pace egging? In fact, what do you know about pace? P-A-C-E. Apparently, it comes from the Latin P-A-C-H-A, which means Easter. Pace egging is just another of one of those weird English customs. This one, I think, from Lancashire, where as far back as the Crusades, or the time of the Crusades, it does involve eggs. So I'm reading here, the eggs were wrapped in onion skins and carefully boiled, and that gave their shells an appearance of mottled gold. The Pace Egging song from Kate Rusby's album called Life in a Paper Boat. Now, if you think there's only one sort of Scottish accent, or maybe two, you know, Billy Connolly's Glasgow accent and then the real proper nice accent from Edinburgh, there are plenty of others. This is from the Borders down towards Hoyk, spelt H-A-W-I-C-K, Hoyk. John Moran has a strong Hoyk accent. As a member of Def Shepherd, good name for a band, he recorded this song about Porky Patterson. And Porky, P-A-W-K-I-E, is a descriptor meaning sort of sly or sneaky, but not really as an insult. And Porky had a horse, an old grey yowd. Old, meaning old. Grey, meaning, yep, grey. And yowd, Y-A-U-D, that's a mare. So Porky had an old grey mare.
Money a heavy groan, suddenly she said to me, I'm Porky Patterson's old yard, say how the game may. Miller a hoik mill bred me, and that a day we'll ken. Miller a hoik mill fed me, with money a sorts of corn. I've been new the cases on, that as ye can plainly say, I'm Porky Patterson's old yard, say how the game may. Another rest said to the corn, I'm sent to the folk. Another rest said to the hay, I'm sent to the folk. Saggy dinty hoik, most was like to swallow me. I'm Porky Patterson's old graveyard, see how the game may. I'm Porky Patterson's old graveyard, see how the game may. Well, she rises in the moor. She cries, God's sake, uncle, yard's a man in the corn. He took his muckle blue stuff and he came and swabbled me. I'm Porky Patterson's ugly yard, see how the game may. Saldrab young in the back row, he's often short my clothes. So I will leave him all jank bench in my pair of boots. If he pushes his feet drift in them, well, they'll come up till his night. I'm Porky Patterson's ugly yard, see how the game may. As for Peggy Duncan, well, she is a bony lass. So I will leave her my old green holes to buy a kicking glass. At a gathering size, strichter for the often stun a glide. I'm Porky Patterson's ugly yard, see how the game may. I'm Porky Patterson's ugly yard, see how the game may. Is worn gay thin. So for to keep him frae the cold, I'll leave him my old skin. We're hiding here to keep it warm as long as it's done by. I'm pokey person's ugly odds to howl again, aye. And as for Stamey Stewart, well, he's often scarce of stains. His firmament is all field dykes, I'll leave in my old bains. And all the callants so high glowing, well, my main fires are mine. I'm pokey person's ugly odds, see, that's the end of May. I'm pokey person's all grey odd, say that's the end of May.
All pretty straightforward, don't you think? Group called Def Shepherd, not Def Leopard, Def Shepherd and Pocky Patterson. You know, very strong Borders accent. Next on Come All Ye, something a little more sedate. You won't have to worry about the words to this, I hope, because there aren't any. It's a track called Kudel, K-U-D-E-L, played by the wonderful Breton musician Jackie Mollard. Mollard from Brittany. He plays most things with strings. Everything from mandolin and fiddle, guitar, up to bass. So there we heard him, possibly by himself. It doesn't really say on the album. Kudel, K-U-D-E-L is the track, from an album called Kedenne, Corde de Bretagne. So various Breton musicians doing their thing. Nice music. We've heard bits of it on the program before. I'll play two tracks now from an album called Till We Outnumber 'Em, and it features more stuff by Woody Guthrie and interpreted by other people. First Ramblin' Jack Elliott and Talking Dust Bowl, then Billy Bragg with Against the Law, and I think he put the music to a Woody Guthrie poem. But first, Talking Dust Bowl from Ramblin' Jack Elliott.
Back in 1927, I had a little farm and I called Ed Hebman. The price is up and the rain come down. I called my all my crops all into town. I got the money. Bought clothes and groceries, reared back, fed the kids, and raised me a family. Rain quit and the wind got high, and a black old dust storm filled the sky, and I swapped my farm for a Ford machine, and I poured it full of this gas I lean, and it started rocking and a rolling out of the dust bowl and across the mountains, and I started walking over towards that old peach bowl. Don't you know, California. There's a way up yonder in a mountain road, I had a whole hot motor and a heavy load. I was going pretty fast, I wasn't even stopping, just bouncing up and down like popcorn popping. Had a breakdown, sort of a nervous bust down of some kind. There was a feller there, a mechanic feller, charged me $13. Said it was engine trouble. Well, we got out to the West Coast, broke to that gum hungry, thought I'd croak, and I bummed up a spud or two. My wife fixed up a tater stew. We poured the kids full of it. It was a mighty thin stew, though you could read a magazine right through it. Always have figured that if that stew'd have been just a little bit thinner, some of them there politicians could have seen through it.
It's against the law to loaf. It's against the law to work. It's against the law to read. It's against the law to write. It's against the law to be black or brown or white. Everything's against the law. I'm a low paid daddy singing the high price blues. It's against the law to drink. It's against the law to worry. It's against the law to think. It's against the law to marry or try to settle down. It's against the law to ramble like a bum from town to town. Everything's against the law. I'm a low-paid daddy singing the high-priced blues. It's against the law to go. It's against the law to ride. It's against the law to roll. It's against the law to hug. It's against the law to kiss. It's against the law to shoot. It's against the law to miss. Everything's against the law. I'm a low-paid daddy singing the high-priced blues. It's against the law to roam. It's against against the law to organize, try to build a home. It's against the law to sing, it's against the law to dance, it's against the law to tell you all the trouble on my hands. Everything in Winston-Salem is against the law. I'm a low-paid daddy singing the high-priced blues.
It's against the law. You ought to know that. Here he goes. I'm not sure what that ending was all about. You're listening to Come All Ye. If you'd like to hear it again, and who wouldn't, you can do so because it'll be available as a podcast or listen on demand in a few days. And there's lots of programs going back years available to listen to simply by going to 2MCE's website and pressing a few buttons. That's 2MCE.org. Click, click. There are the listen on demand. Or you can go to comeallye.com. Same deal. Look for a big blue button. Click, click, and you'll find all the listen on demand programs going back to 2019, I think, or 2018. Also at the programs website, you can see playlists going back into the last century. Go back to 1997, 98, and you can see playlists of all the programs. You can't hear the programs again going back that far, but you can find out what was played, and if you like, ask me to play them again. Not the whole program, please, but if you want to hear another track or a track repeated, give us a yell. Email contact is there as well. Here's a group from Sydney, good trio, Fiona McVicker, James Gastineau-Hills and Ken O'Neill with an instrumental, The Lass's Fashion, The Isla Rant and The Ale is Dear.
good old way.
The Water Chorus, once again, from one of the featured EPs, Scorn. Sophie Grenfell singing We Be Soldiers 3, another macaronic song. Two languages in that one. A traditional song dating back to the breakup of the Holy Roman Empire. The original song describes the fear instilled by displaced Dutch soldiers, possibly mercenaries, across northern France, Belgium, and into the newly formed Netherlands. They'd beat you up as soon as look at you. So it was probably a good strategy to give them a wide berth. I'm going to play another one straight after that from the same EP, otherwise we're going to run out of time in the program, from the Water Chorus. This time, not Sophie Grenfell, but Ali Lawrenson. He'll take the lead now with The Maid and the Palmer, which is probably, what's a palmer? A pilgrim. Yeah, that's right. So this guy meets a woman at a well, refuses him a drink, with all the biblical referencing that provides. It's believed the original European version refers to Mary Magdalene, with the palmer, P-A-L-M-E-R, being Christ himself. So you can work it out. The Maid and the Palmer.
Oh, the maid went down to the well for to wash, and the dew fell down from a snow-white flesh. The dew fell down from a snow-white flesh. The sun shines down so early. And as she washed and as she rang, she hung a mouth on the hazel wand. She hung a mouth on the hazel wand, and by there come the palmer man. Oh, Godspeed you, old man, she cried. Godspeed you, you fair pretty maid. Godspeed you, my pretty fair maid. As the sun shines down so early. Have you got a cup? Have you got a can? Can you give a drink to a palmer man? Can you give a drink to a palmer man? As the sun shines down so early. Oh, I've no cup, I've no can, and I cannot give a drink to a palmer man. I cannot give a drink to a palmer man as the sun shines down so early. You lie, you lie, you are forsworn, for if your ruler came from Rome, well, a cup, a can you'd find for him as the sun shines down so early. God and the good Saint John, true love she'd have never the one. True love she'd have never the one. As the sun shines down so early. You lie, you lie, you are forsworn. Nine children you have borne. Nine children you have borne. As the sun shines down so early. There's three of them lying under your bedhead. Three of them under the half I lay. Three of them under the half I lay. As the sun shines down so early. Three more laid on yonder green. Count fair maid, for that makes nine. Count fair maid, for that makes nine. As the sun shines down so early. Palmer, do tell me, penance that you will give to me, penance that you will give to me, as the sun shines down so early. Penance I will give thee none, but 7 years of stepping stone, 7 years of stepping stone, as the sun shines down so early. Seven more is a clapper to ring in the bell. Seven to run as an ape through hell. Seven to run as an ape through hell. As the sun shines down so early. Oh, welcome, welcome, stepping stone. A welcome clapper in a bell to ring. A welcome clapper in a bell to ring. As the sun shines down so early. Welcome stone, welcome bell. Christ keep me from the apes of hell. Christ keep me from the apes of hell. As the sun shines down so early.
Yeah, I don't trust them. There could have been a big chord there right at the end, but they didn't do it. That's The Maid and the Palmer from Scorn, the second of the two EPs I've been featuring today on the program, both by the London-based folk band The Water Chorus. Traditional music, slightly punked up and pimped a bit. Anyway, The Maid and the Palmer. Before that, Weeby Soldiers 3. This is a song called Beltane. Beltane you may or may not be familiar with as a term. I can tell you that Beltune or Beltane was sung at Stockenbrig, St Michael's on Weir in the Field, a remote part of Lancashire, between 1849 and 1853, both on May Days and at Lammas. And so it goes. Beltane literally means bright fire. So it's all very spooky and hypnotic and so on. This group are also spooky and hypnotic in their own way. They're called Fribo, F-R-I-B-O, trio, and the album is called the Ha, H-A apostrophe, Ha O Habrahelia. And the Ha O Habrahelia means the big cave of the flat rock. And it's probably in Norwegian because one of the members is Norwegian. A lot of the music comes from that part of the world.
She swore it were a cursed, and she swore it were a wicked, swore it were a wicked. We don't mind to take the word, but she swore it were a cursed, and she swore it were a wicked, swore it were a wicked. She'd shivered on my shoulder, and she clung my neck in closer, and she clung my soul to freedom, clung my soul to freedom. And she'd shivered on my shoulder, and she clung my neck in closer, and she clung my soul to freedom, clung my soul to freedom. She ran me in the clearing, and we spied her mother dancing, and her father was a prancing, father was a prancing. And she ran me in the clearing, and we spied her mother dancing, and her father was a prancing, father was a prancing. And her heads were dressed as beasties, and she spied her father waiting, spied her father nestling, she spied her father nestling. And their heads were dressed as misted, and she spied her brother waiting, spied her father nestling, she spied her father nestling. Sin I had yet touched her, and she clung till me to wed her, clung till me to wed her. And she soul as white as Mary, and they sin I had yet touched her, and she clung till me to wed her, clung till me to wed her. So for light way dark and driven, I had sworn her for my wife, and I took a soul for life, took a soul for life. So for light way dark and driven, I had sworn her for my wife, and I took a soul for life, took a soul for life. Oh, I danced with kept her rocking and her heel kept her rocking. Oh, I danced with a girl with a hole in her stocking and her heel kept her rocking. Heel kept her rocking. Oh, I danced with a girl with a hole in her stocking and her heel kept her rocking. Heel kept her rocking. Oh, I danced with a girl.
And there they go. It's the group called Freebo and the song called Beltane. Go and look it up. Very interesting story about Beltane, B-E-L-T-A-N-E. Various spellings, but find one you like, have a read. This piece of music is called Max Delight from the Sydney group that was Wheelers and Dealers. And I leave you with this. Thank you for your company, as always. And come all ye, we'll be back very soon. Don't forget to check out the website of the program, comeallye.com. You can find playlists and links to listen on demand and knock yourself out listening to all sorts of old stuff. I'm Bruce Cameron. Bye now. You've been listening to Come All Ye, produced and presented by me, Bruce Cameron, 2MCE FM, community radio in Bathurst, New South Wales. 2MCE is a community service of Charles Sturt University. Visit 2MCE.org for more information about the station. The website comeallye.com has program playlists and a link to take you directly to lots of podcasts of the program.